Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off with Beyonce, Wishing on a Star.
Wishing on a star to follow where
another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily lover. That was Beyonce, Wishing on a Star. Good morning, family. We're going to get ready in time with them, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this live, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So this morning, I want you to become intentional about the breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I just want you to center your mind and your thoughts as we call forth the Holy Spirit to cleanse our mind, cleanse our heart, cleanse our emotions this morning. Come, Holy Spirit. And as we release our heaviness into the lightness of the Holy Spirit this morning, calling forth all the joy, happiness, and lightness into our experience in this right now moment, come, Holy Spirit, and bless every cell, every atom, and every living system in our being. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our mind as we prepare ourselves to breathe. I want you to be still and know that I am God. And as you take in this deep breath today, I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Then release the breath. But remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. And remember, there's power in the breath, family. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Release. And last time, together, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Oh, Divine Mother, Father God, come, Holy Spirit. Precious and divine Holy Spirit, calling forth all the forces in the universe, every ancestor, every archangel, every ascended master, every spirit guide, master guide, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, calling you forth in this right now moment to cleanse, renew the right spirit, the right mind, the right heart in us right now, God. That you may cleanse us right now, Holy Spirit, that you may take our holy body self, our emotional selves, and cleanse it to God right now. That it may be renewed in this right now moment, God, that you will take every cell and return it back to its highest vibratory energetic expression, God, that we may live our best life right now, Holy Spirit. And as we hear the prayer of Ayana to bring forgiveness to ourselves, we honor that. In this right now moment, God, knowing that there's nothing outside of us that ever needs to be fixed, but it's the inward presence right now, God, and that everything comes to show us the reflection, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew the right mind in us. Renew the right spirit in us, God. Cleanse and renew and release every behavior, every pattern, and all the information and data that's been restored into this body. God, I'm asking you to release the heaviness and let it be disintegrated into the lightness of love this morning as we hear this forgiveness prayer of ourselves. Bye, Ayana.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself for believing these lies for too long. I forgive myself for living in struggle, strife, and anything other than the truth. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for allowing myself to be anything other than the Goddess I came to the planet to express. And so today, I give thanks for the expression of the truth. Call me. Amen. And so our conversation today is totally about you. The answer to every question is you. We're going to start off with taking care of yourself, a little conversation with Oprah about taking care of yourself. 3 minutes.
The truth is, you don't have anything to give that you don't have. So you have to keep your own self full. That's your job. You know, one of my daughters is here today from Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy. Stand up today so everybody can see you. You're going to end your first year soon. Oh my God, first year. I say to my girls all of the time that your real work is to figure out where your power base is and to work on the alignment of your personality, your gifts that you have to give, with the real reason why you're here. That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full. Now, I used to be afraid of that. I used to be afraid, particularly from people who say, oh, she's so full of herself. She's so full of herself. And now I embrace it. I consider it a compliment that I am full of myself. Because you only when you're full, I'm full, I'm overflowing. My cup runneth over. I have so much to offer and so much to give. And I am not afraid of honoring myself. You know, it's miraculous when you think about it. First of all, for me, my father and mother never married. They had sex one time underneath an oak tree because she was wearing a poodle skirt in 1953. And my dad, to this day, says, I want to know what's under that skirt. That's what I want to know. He wanted to know what was under the skirt. They didn't really have a relationship. She wanted one, but, you know, he went under the skirt, and then that was it. And one time, under the oak tree, bam, Renaissance.
Woman is born. It happened there.
That's why I know my life is bigger than that. My life has to be bigger, as yours is, bigger than a moment, than a poodle skirt. It's much bigger. The design, the reason why I'm here is much bigger than, oh, I think I want to see what's under there. So the ability to take care of that, to honor yourself and that which is greater than yourself, that which was the reason for your being here, that there's no selflessness in that. Because only through that do you have the ability to offer yourself, your whole self, your full expression of who you are to the rest of the world.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Only in your fullest self are you able to express the gift that you came to the planet to be. And so I know, you know, the easy thing is to say, oh, we got to love ourselves. Oh, we got to take care of ourselves. I know that's an easy thing. And it's becoming such a conversation fad now that people are saying it. But are people really, truly living it and honoring it? It was interesting. I had someone call me. They called me to wish me happy birthday on Friday. And so after the call, they had one question. Because we were talking about that relationship question. How do you begin to trust? And I'm only saying this because she was talking about a man. So I'm not saying men are not able to be trusted. It can be any. It could be men not trusting women. It could be anything. But I'm just giving you why this conversation today. And yeah, it's going to tie back into taking care of ourselves. So when you think about the question was, how can she learn to trust men? Especially her man, because she doesn't trust men. And I know we hear that a lot. I hear a lot of women say, I don't trust men. I hear men say, I don't trust women. Why do we tell ourselves that lie when we really think about it? Not trusting is a slick way of protecting our heart. To not feel hurt ever again. So you hold your breath and you press down your desires for an epic love, settling for not getting hurt, to walk through the barren desert while denying the cravings of your soul. You're never really present in the moment, always recalling the pain of the past or worrying about the stuff that may happen in the future. Just breathe on that one. It's safe to release it all. You don't have to walk around terrorized, always on guard, constantly feeling insecure or not enough, settling for mistreatment or withholding all of your goodies. Here's what's going on. It's not that you really don't trust men or women. It's that you don't trust yourself. I know you want to cuss me out right now. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Breathe in. That's why you plot, seduce, and overfunction in relationships because deep down you don't feel powerful and you don't trust that you're anchored in love. See, trusting your magical divinity is what trumps fears of being hurt. That's when you access that internal freedom to fully leap off the edge of mediocrity, safe, boring connections, and start to love from the deepest part of you. I want you to take notes here. Men, women, people don't have any power over you until you believe a few lies. Yep, people don't have power over you unless you believe these lies. I'm a half of a whole and incomplete. You know that's BS. You complete me. That was the worst line that ever came out because nobody can complete you. You see, that set people back 100,000 years. Oh, you complete me, especially women. Can't nobody complete you. How about this? Men are inherently better, stronger, and wiser. Don't think religion hasn't shaped our perception of a woman's value. Don't think for men that religion hasn't shaped your perception of a woman's value. And that somebody else has to validate us. What's at stake here is your ability to hold power in your connections with people. The key to constant connection with your inner juiciness, your high voltage magnetism, is this, let me tell you, until you have a serious head over heels, heart bending love with the inner masculine, of course, you know, I'm talking about that inner masculine, that inner frequency, trust will always be an issue. Let me just tell you. So I was in the class, and I told you all, most of you all know my story about dealing with my inner masculine. And I remember the first thing I had to ask Mustafa, which is the name that I, you know, we had to name our inner masculine, and I was, and it felt so good when I named my inner masculine. I could start to feel this masculine present, Mustafa, and it felt good just to say Mustafa and name. It just felt good inside, and I remember saying, Mustafa, what is the first thing I need to heal in my inner masculine presence? And guess what it said? Trust. And I knew it was telling me the truth. I knew that trust was my biggest issue in my inner masculine frequency. Let me just tell you, so many of us, men and women, when it comes to relationships, especially intimate relationships, did you know unconsciously men have taught to not trust women, and women are unconsciously taught not to trust men. Not necessarily everything that happened to us personally, but the women and the people that, and the men who came before us, who we saw what was going on in their relationship, we heard what they said to us, we heard what they didn't say to us, we felt the energy, and we knew somehow that given our heart, was an untrusting thing to do. You should not do that. But I come to tell you that that's not the way. See, nothing is happening outside of us. So when you know when every cell is vibrating with complete trust, that love, that life is for you, that the universe is friendly to your desires, Albert Einstein figured out that the universe only wants the best for us. And that you deserve the rarest and truest of all connections. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. That being hurt is only an agreement. You came to into in a place to agree to be hurt. Your soul wanted to emit a new vibe. Attracting with perfection the person born to love and worship you is to clear out the language of disempowerment and begin to speak life to your being. I'm anchored in love. I'm always divinely guided. I trust myself and express my authentic, transparent love without fear. You see, trust is an inner game. that must come from within first. In my coaching practice, what I do is I adjust your perception of yourself, because there's nothing to fix and nothing to heal, only you to reclaim your organic worthiness right now and stop letting that other stuff pop up. In the invisible realm is where you've been, where you need to be re-engineered. You know, I believe that God has given me a gift to see right into my clients, and I can read their specific energy patterns that keep them tolerating lackluster and low voltage relationships. You see, it's my genius. It's my sweet spot. When people step into my mind space, my brain begins to fire up, and yours begins to fire up new ways, because that's my gift. That's my sweet spot. I can get in your space and we can see things, and I can help you come up with names and thoughts, because that's my sweet spot. If you only knew the treasures that was hidden in your breakups, in your rejections, and in your betrayals, and your divorce, and the suffering in your relationship, you will begin to celebrate the possibilities that now are available. You see, your soul is calling you toward an awareness and a power. Sometimes that's why stuff got to get dismantled. It's not to get dismantled, not to hurt you or shame you. See, that's our unconscious default pattern, because life is always for you. You're being asked to go deeper. You're being asked to play a new game. You're being asked to leave an outdated paradigm. Just like the caterpillar is coded to transform, get wings, and fly, so are you. Relationship status don't trump your soul's craving for transformation. It uses the best medium to capture your attention. It could be your money situation. It can be your health. It can be relationships. Relationships is where we give up a lot of our power, though. You can choose the default reactions and move into fear, judgment, control, blame, anger, self-pity, suffering, victim, or you can utilize that pain to peel away illusions. Then you'll be able to see what you once thought was vibrant and colorful was really dull and gray. You see, the lightness of a renewed heart can now feel the heaviness of pretense, insincerity, and confusion. See, it's time for us to work our magic, family. It's time for us to uncover the hidden treasures in our pains and our betrayals and learn the lessons to evolve our soul. And hint, it's never about the other person. Oh, yes, you'll be playing your own game instead of being prompt into someone else's. See, that's the ultra magnetic, super confident God style. It's time for you to adjust your perception of yourself. It's so easy to get caught up in the perceptions and the illusions of what's going on outside of us. And we keep getting, and no matter how spiritual or how new thought we are, I still see and hear us getting caught up in the illusion of all that is showing up in our space. Let me tell you, it's time to quiet our mind and allow the restoration energy to flow from the universe into our space, through our bodies, into every cell, and be reminded this morning that you are a divine being and that the power to heal and to live the most amazing life is inside of you. It's time for you to reset that mindset and realize that you need to come face to face with your true magnificence. I want you to know today, family, I see you. I see your magnificence. I see your greatness. I see the amazing gift that you all are to the planet. Each and every one of you are a gift to this planet. Each and every one of you came to do something magnificent. And in order to do that, you got to spend time with yourself, loving yourself, seeing yourself, acknowledging yourself, and honoring yourself. When will you do what it takes to do the work instead of constantly finding yourself in the mode of complaining, talking about what somebody else ain't doing in your relationship? It is time for you to take ownership. It's time for you to own up to your own stuff. No longer. It's unacceptable for us to sit here, come to this line, and still have the same questions, and we're not moving forward. We're not doing the work. We're not loving ourselves. We're not honoring ourselves. There's no other work better, greater that you can do on this planet. Nothing. Because when you begin to honor the gift that you are, and there's nothing more that I want for you than for you to really see your own magnificence, your own greatness. That's something powerful that happens when you begin to do the work. And I like to call them love switches. See, the more you do the work, it might be 100,000 switches inside, and each switch, because it comes on in stages. The more the work, and see, God is calling us deeper. That's the thing, though. You see, this year, Spirit said it's time to go deeper. And I was like, God, even deeper than the deep that we've been going, it's time to go deeper. And I keep saying, well, how deep do we have to go, God? God says, it's time to go deeper. And if you're on the line today, if you've been called to this line today, Spirit is calling you personally deeper. You got the knowledge. You know the tools. You're being called deeper into an evolving space. And I am too. Spirit says it's time to go deeper. I'm like, what does that mean, Holy Spirit? What does that look like? What does that really mean for me to do? And Spirit said to explore what it means to be, being. You know, That's a really interesting concept for me, being used to working hard and doing and being, doing and doing and doing. And God said, but I want you to be. I feel some anxiety when I'm not doing what I think I should be doing in order to bring financial resources in or whatever I should be doing. And God kept saying, but I'm calling you still. God said, you don't have to worry about trying to network and find, you know, because, you know, you get this idea that you need to network and you got to do this next big thing. And Spirit said, but I'm calling you still. But it seems like I've been still a long time, God, but I'm calling you deeper into the stillness. I'm saying, but God, I'm going to need, you know, some this and that, God. God said, but I'm calling you into being. And when you do what I called you to do, I strategically place everything in your presence where you will be in the flow. And it sounds good, God. It sounds good. But I still felt like I needed to do, God. I felt like I needed to manipulate, control, or manage something. And God said, but I'm calling you still deeper. It made me think about the story of David in the Bible. You remember the story in David when they came to Jesse's house to look for the next king, the next anointed one. And all the brothers came up. And they were all prepared because Jesse knew. He knew one of his sons. And none of those that was the one that God had called. So he said to Jesse, you have another son because I know that there's an anointing here, but these are not the ones. And I know he had to think, but he said, I got a young son out there. He's scratching his head that's out there with the sheep right now, you know, he young and he ain't ready. I'm sure this is what he was thinking. He said, well, can you call him in? And see, he was the only one that wasn't prepared because he was out there thinking that the calling wasn't for him either. And he called David in. And when he came in, he knew immediately that David was the anointed one. And so he began to anoint David. You don't always look like it's the one. We don't always recognize the one. Because sometimes what God keeps hidden is what God has a plan to upstage. So when you look at David, they didn't think David's little self was the one that was going to be anointed. And sometimes we're anointed, but not seen until years later. Now, David was anointed, but it wasn't until that David really became the king. You see, you got a calling on your life don't always mean that it's your divine time. Oh, yeah, I had to learn that, too, because there's something that God, I think the best lesson we ever, when we come to earth is this. I know we all come to return to love, but I think we all come to learn patience because God's time ain't our time always. And sometimes we got to sit back, and when God kept saying, well, I need you to just be still, Janine, I need you to be. I don't, God, what does that really mean to be? Be still and being called deeper. All right, God, I had to be obedient. And let me tell you, in God's obedience, sometimes your friends and your family don't understand. They're not getting it. Can't worry about that. You may be called to ask and do something that seems preposterous and crazy and one of those big faith leaps. But you just got to say thank you, God, and keep moving and honor the fact that it's time for us to be success. It's time for us to be money. It's time for us to be the expression of God. You can't do the expression of God. You can't do God. You can't do money. You can't even do success. God said, that really struck in my heart when God was speaking to me today. It's time for you to be. It's in your beingness that you will attract the flow that you want to be in. So you need to tell me, I just need to keep doing the work. Well, how long is it going to take, God? How long, God? How long? That's how I felt, God. How long is it you going to get me up on this prayer line every morning praying? And I feel like I'm not even at the place where I should be demonstrating more, God. And God said, don't worry about what they think. Don't worry about the words. You just keep getting up. You keep doing this. Been many times I'm like, now, God, it's time for something new now, God. God said, did I call you for something new? I called you to keep doing this. If nobody show up, you just keep doing what I asked you to do, Holy Spirit said. Okay, God. And that's literally, I'm telling you the little truth. So when I say trust, it's not about trusting people outside of us. The real trust is beginning to trust that inner, still, small voice. And how do you do that? By doing the work. Loving yourself, honoring yourself, being still with yourself, and going deeper. God is calling us deeper. Now, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do the sacred work that it takes to go deeper? We've been journaling. We've been praying. We've been meditating. We've been fasting. Now it's time to take our spiritual practice deeper. Into the soul essence of our being, because the soul came to serve the personality and the gift that we are to the planet. It's the blueprint of our life. You see, we've done enough of the surface work. God said, you've done the surface work and you've done a good job. Cleanse your heart and you're cleansing your mind and you're renewing your spirit, but now it's time to honor the soul. It's time to go and to let the soul evolve to what it came to the planet to evolve to. The soul has all the answers. The soul knows the goals of your life. I'm like, well, how do I appeal to my soul? That's in your beingness. Yes, oh God. Holy Spirit, as I call forth the forces of all the universe in this right now moment to assist us into that place of deeper soul stirring. Blessings, God. I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. I ask you to touch their soul right now, God. I ask you to touch their minds, their hearts, that they may live a soul-evolved life, God. A soul-stirring life. That they may feel the essence of their being. That their beings will be so filled by the presence of you, Holy Spirit, that there will never be a need of anything outside themselves. And so in this right now moment, we thank you as you lead us into a deeper presence, into a deeper understanding of who we are as the gift in this planet. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, God, and touch those under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, right now to create an environment that will bless them into the place of blessings, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and create an environment in their mind that peace will be the number one ammunition for life. That love will be their warrior stick to handle all things. And that they may see beauty in all the things that they do. On this day, we call forth your blessing. On this day, in this right now moment, we give thanks that joy, success, happiness, love, money, and wealth will follow us all the days of our life. And that the being in the presence of the flow is all that we will do the work on is ourselves. To become greater manifestors and greater magnificent presence of you, God. That our light will be so brilliant that people would recognize us as you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. May this message today touch somebody's soul and be a blessing to somebody's mind. And may it be reminded that we are all that you are. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. You know, I don't have a lot to say today. Of course, you know, I'm in my Miami trip. And so this week, just want to thank God for the opportunity to be here with my family, celebrating my life. And I just want to thank you for all those who call and all the gifts and all the text messages and all the love that I received from you all. On my birthday, I just want to say thank you. I haven't got a chance to respond, but I just want to say thank you from the depth of my soul that you took time out your busy schedules to call, come, text, write, email, and to let me know that you appreciate and love me. That is so honoring to me. And I just want to say to you, thank you for being in my life. Thank you, family. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can press *6 if you're on teleconference line, or you can just press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio, and I will acknowledge you and honor your presence this morning. Good morning, my sister from another mister. I love you.
I love you because you understand.
Because you understand my way.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Janine.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my beautiful queen, sister. Bless you, bless you, bless you. We are so blessed, and we are so grateful that Mama Anastasia McAdoo brought forth this beautiful queen angel called Janine. And you are a gift. And I'm just telling you, the planet became a better place when you showed up. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you get on here every day and you support us and you encourage us. And you make us look at ourselves, and you do all of that, and you do that because you are doing just what you said, you're being what God called you to be. So I am just so grateful, and I just want to honor you, honor you, honor you. I hope you're having an amazing time in Miami. I don't know if you got a chance to hook up with Esther, but anyway, just want to just say thank you so much for just being you, Janine, and you're just the love of my life. You're the love of all of us that are here. That's why we call it the love journey. We love it on this journey of love with you. And just thank you for helping us. You know, I don't always do the work, Janine. You know me. But it's always a constant reminder that I have an opportunity every day to make a change. Every day that I have another opportunity to open my eyes is another opportunity to love myself more and go within and spend that special time with God and recreate my life on a daily basis. So there are no failures. Failure not final. We just keep on keeping on. So I love you, and I just want to say happy birthday to you, happy Earth Day, and keep on being the best Janine that you can be, because you don't know any other way to be. So I love you, and give my love to your family, would you please?
I love you too.
Give my love to your family. I love
you. I
will, you.
And thank you for all your love. You.
Yes,
thank you for all
and
your
I don't know if
you
got our birthday song. Did you get Khadija's birthday song? I'm sorry, go ahead. What did you say, sweetie?
I'm just saying thank you for the love that you sent to Brenton as the family grieves the loss of his brother. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for, you know, in your own time of grieving that you found time to send love to him. Thank you so much in the family.
Esther, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Beautiful. Love you so much. And you all have a beautiful rest of your time together. And we'll be in touch. I'm out.
All right.
Peace and love.
Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning. I am Rosa J. Happy birthday, my baby. I love you. I have a great time. How's Brittany? Make sure you give him a hug and a kiss.
He's getting better and better.
I'm very grateful. I've been praying for him.
Thank you.
I want to say, in this journey, you go through stages of understanding of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Put your finger on what makes you happy and why you're here. But like you said, you start, in the beginning, you start doing, focusing on the doing. But see, if you really, mm-hmm. and then you move into the understanding that you already have everything you want, everything you desire, every need is met, but you start understanding that it's not just your thoughts, it's not just your words, it's not just your action. It's moving into the concept and the understanding, the truth and the faith that all you have to do is be. Because you're already being.
Mm.
It's the experience. It's just that you have not moved into the experience of having that unconditional love. You came here with it. You haven't moved into the being, the peace and the harmony. You haven't moved into the experience of being wealthy. So when you move into the gratitude that what you desire is already there, then things start changing. That faith and that belief that I'm already, everything that I desire, that's what I came here to do. And just keep focused on that. You know, what is that one thing that moves you with the light, where the work is not hard, it just happens. And then in that process, like you said about forgiveness, you know, a lot of times we'll say, oh, we missed that. No. That may not have been what you were supposed to go to. So now, become more focused, more willing to say yes to your growth, to your understanding, to your awareness. your conscious awareness. Because a lot of times, it's, you know, folks say work or do the work, but the work ain't hard. And it may not be the person that you think that's going to help you move into that space. Denise, you said so much that I'm sure somebody on this line got an aha moment. Because when you show up to a love journey, it takes a minute to understand truly what it's all about. You see, I think and I believe that everybody comes here with something. Everybody comes here with an assigned duty. So you don't slow down long enough to become aware. So I like that. It's like being is a whole nother level of understanding our purpose here and moving in that direction, because it's never over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get there and say, I'm here. No. There's another level. You know who said that, and I really didn't understand it when it came to me. Edgar Casey. Edgar Casey has a different levels of consciousness. I used to think that we come here to constantly to get to that, what do they call it, that ultimate level of being, you know. And that's why we're here, to move to another level. And you got to be open to it. And a lot of us really aren't open to do the change. We fight it. And sometimes the change is just one little thing to take you to the next step. So I appreciate you always, as always. Well, you're right on target, because I've been thinking and doing that kind of stuff. Okay, guys, I've done this, I've done that. So now what is the next level? And how is that going to happen? Show me. Show me. You know. So I am grateful for you, Janine, as usual. You are my sweetie. I love you so much. I thank God for my love journey community, because we are some amazing, life-changing people. Have a good God day and enjoy your birthday wish.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you later, Mr. Rosa J. Wealth Doc, doing it God's way each and every day. I appreciate you. All right, family, we're going to get ready and get out of here. I love you, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream. Live your God-sized dreams. It's calling us deeper. God is calling us deeper. This is Erica Badu and Roy Ayers. My life, my life, my life in the sunshine.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun.
Journey,
I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn up. He said, no. When I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping.
Yeah, sunshine, folks get brown. I feel what I feel when I'm feeling in the sunshine.